Here we go. Now we've got the tape rolling. Yeah, because you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you miss this portion of the show. Or what's the other thing? Oh, yeah. Coffee with Kane. If you miss either one of those, Coffee with Kane is only on Thursdays. The Daily Dust is every day.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So, James, before James Gunn's Superman reboot hits, Warner Brothers is going to release Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, a documentary honoring the actor's legacy.
What is a hero? My answer was that a hero is someone who commits a courageous action without considering the consequences. Now my definition is completely different. I think a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles.
I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with Christopher Reeve, that was his voice. It covers Reeve's Superman role, his life after a paralyzing accident, and his advocacy for disability rights. T-Boz from TLC says she's on the mend after being hospitalized for an intestinal blockage. And Channing Tatum says he hates doing laundry so much that back in 1999 or 2000, he had, quote, the year of the fresh white tee. He wore only brand new white t-shirts for the entire year. That's such a guy thing to do. The 1987 Richie Valens biopic La Bamba is getting a remake. Why? Lou Diamond Phillips nailed it. Why would you remake that? Anyway, what's going on around the world today? Bryan Adams decided he wanted to record a cover of the Kiss classic War Machine. Okay, so do you know who co-wrote that song from Kiss's 1982 Creatures of the Night album? Yes, Bryan Adams. So if he wants to cover it, more power to him, baby. And an exclusive anniversary blend of Green Day's Punk Bunny Coffee line will be available at 7-Eleven. Do we have any of those? I don't think so. Adam Sandler shared his fashion tips in a new video. Sorry, wait, what? On Mystery Fashionist, he showcases his style.
Whatever is in the closet, I grab it. I think I got a bunch of the same socks. Underwear is kind of similar, too. Okay. I grab it. I don't think about it much. Most people make fun of me in my family, but I keep moving.
Yeah, I keep moving because he doesn't care. He was wearing a navy Fila windbreaker, shorts, and mismatched sneakers. Mismatched sneakers. Matthew Fox has joined the cast of Yellowstone's spinoff series, The Madison. Everybody in Hollywood, you get a Yellowstone spinoff, and you get a Yellowstone spinoff, and you get a... Anyway, Mariah Carey had shared some sad news, and this is no joke, y'all. Her mother and her sister both died on the same day this past weekend. So our heartfelt thoughts go out to Mariah Carey and her camp.
The armorer.
Nope, hold on a second. Where's my day? There we go. Okay, so here's the dirt alert. And y'all, there is no one, I think, that dislikes Quentin Tarantino more than me. But he said something that kind of made sense, and I'm going to play it for you, okay?
The armorer is 90, the guy who handles the gun, the armorer is 90% responsible for everything that happens when it comes to that gun. But, the actor is 10% responsible.
Yeah, so he's talking about the Rust shooting incident and how Alec Baldwin is 10% responsible. Here's the rest.
They show it to you. You go. If there's steps to go through, you go through them, and you're done with due diligence, and you know it's for real.
Yeah, it's for real. I don't like Quentin Tarantino, but that doesn't mean I can't agree with him. That's your dared alert. And it's part of the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.